Hi everyone, this is Al Woods of Woods Recruiting coming at you with some new information. The role play of your presentation is important. Your presentation is one of the most critical components of your presentation which you deliver to parents. Your presentation basically is what you are saying about your recruiting service to the moms and dads out there who you desperately need to sign up with your recruiting service. So if you don't have a very strong presentation, you're not going to sign anyone up. If your presentation is weak, you're going to fail. If you don't practice your presentation and make it up and wing it as you go along, you will struggle. I guarantee it. So what do you say about your recruiting service? You want to explain how the process works. What are the moms and dads getting for their money? You're not having a conversation with the student athlete about this process. The student athletes are teenagers. They are not that far removed from using a plastic spoon to eat cereal with. And so you're talking to the parents because they're the ones who have the purchasing power. The moms and dads. So, from beginning to end, what is your presentation like? What are you explaining to the parents about this process? And then, what you want to do is role play your presentation with your significant other, or one of your kids, or a coworker, or whoever. You want to practice in a role play scenario your presentation where you, of course, are in the role of the scout and the other person is in the role of the parent. And you want to practice it over and over again as though you are trying to get a $1 million contract. You want to continue to practice this presentation in a role play scenario consistently until you have it memorized to perfection. It just looks so much more professional if your presentation is smooth, where you're not having to refer back and forth to your notes, fumbling around with a bunch of paper, struggling to make sense of your handwriting. Your presentation has to be smooth in its delivery. It cannot be complicated, because if it is and it's too much information, the parents will become confused. They will become frustrated, agitated, and annoyed because you are explaining something too fast, too quick, too much information that they cannot grasp in a short amount of time. So, you're going to start out with your presentation, and it's probably going to be very long and very large. And then as you practice it, you will whittle it down to where it's smaller and it's pinpoint and concise. So we'll talk about presentations, and I probably will do some role play so you can get a better idea in the future of what it should be. But what are you actually saying to the parents? What are you saying? Nobody wants to hear about where you went to college. What sports teams did you play on? What medals did you win? Trophies you won? Nobody cares about that. The parents don't. Back in the day, when I was first getting started, I thought I could walk into someone's house or have that conversation over the phone, telling them about my experience, or have, because I looked like I played basketball, I actually did, and they would be impressed by that, thinking that instantly, this guy has credibility and we should sign up with him. It didn't work. They didn't care. It wasn't important to them. They wanted to know what I was going to do for their son, for their daughter in the recruiting process. How was it going to work? And how much is this going to cost me? Now, for you inexperienced scouts out there, never give the cost to the parents right away. If they know how much it costs and you tell them that in the beginning, or they ask you that in the beginning, then you've lost them, because all they're going to be stuck on is the cost. You know, the parent, in the beginning of the presentation, they'll say, well, Al, how much is this going to cost me? And my inexperienced self would say something like, well, it's going to be $1,566. And so everything you say after that, the parent is not going to hear you. It would be almost like one of their ears is clogged up with cement. So if they do ask you how much it costs, just say, hey, you know what? I'd like to tell you how much that costs. I want to give you that information at the end of this presentation, but right now I want to explain to you how everything works. So the presentation can go two ways. One is where you deliver your presentation of explaining how your recruiting service works in the beginning, followed by questions, then the price, the close, okay? Or it could be where it's questions first, then you explain how everything works, then you come in with the price, and then you try to close them. So I like it actually where I ask the questions first. I like that part first because it gets the parent to relax. It gets them to open up to you. And then you are in control. And you want to keep it that way, where it's either questions, explaining how the process works, which is number two, your presentation. Number three, the price. And number four, the close. 4 points. Okay, so the first 2 points can be in the order of either questions first and then explaining how it works second, or how it works first and the questions second. But whatever direction you choose and prefer, I would suggest you practice this every day. Many of you drive to work in your car and you're listening to the radio or something else. Well, turn that off and out loud practice your presentation. It's just you in the car. Practice it. As you're taking your kids to school or whatever, practice your presentation. Anytime you're in the car, that's a good time to practice. You're by yourself. There's no distractions. Turn the radio off. There's no TVs. Put the cell phone down and practice. And if you commit yourself to practicing your presentation and perfecting it to memory, you're going to win. I guarantee it. This is Al Woods. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. You're the best. Do me a huge, huge favor. Leave a comment below. Your comments are the oxygen I need to create future content. They are the votes that we need. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for listening.